What is your present occupation?
Motion picture actor.
How long have you been engaged in that profession?
Since June 1937, with a brief interlude of 3.5 years that at the time didn't seem very brief.
What period was that?
That was during the late war.
What branch of the service were you in?
Well, sir, I had been several years in the reserve, a reserve officer in the United States Cavalry, but I was assigned to the Air Corps. Might add, I don't like airplanes.
That's kind of typical of the Army, isn't it?
Yes, sir. The first thing the Air Corps did was loan me to the Signal Corps.
You didn't wear spurs.
I did for a while, sir, but they scratched the top of the desk.
I've got very little to do with the facts that we're trying to learn, so let's get to the point.
Fundamentally, I would say in opposing those people that the best thing to do is to make democracy work. In the Screen Actors Guild, we make it work by ensuring every one of a vote and by keeping our members informed. And Jefferson put it a lot better than I can, but if all the American people know all the facts, they'll never make a mistake. Now, whether the party should be outlawed or not, I agree with the gentleman who preceded me that that's a matter for the government to decide. I will be frank with you that as a citizen, I would hesitate, or I would not like to see any political party outlawed on the basis of its political ideology, because we've spent 170 years in this country on the basis that democracy is strong enough to stand up and fight for itself against the inroads of any ideology, no matter how much we may disagree with it. However, if it is proven that this organization is the agent of a foreign power or is in any way not a legitimate political party, and I think the government is capable of doing that, if the proof is there, then that is another matter. I don't know whether I've answered your question or not, or answered it fully. I, like Mr. Montgomery, would like at this moment to say that I happen to be very proud of the industry in which I work. I happen to be very proud of the way in which we've conducted the fight. I do not believe that the communist has ever at any time been able to use the motion picture screen as a sounding board for his philosophy or ideology. I think that that will continue as long as the people in Hollywood continue the way they are, which is alert, conscious of this, and fighting it. I also would like to say that my pride in the motion picture industry is based on the fact that I will match the record of our industry and its contribution to the social welfare against that of any industry in the United States. I never, as a citizen, want to see our country become so, or become urged by either fear or resentment of this group that we ever compromise with any of our democratic principles through that fear or resentment.
Well, we agree.
I still think that democracy can do it.
We agree with that. We agree with that. Thank you very much.
Actor Ronald Reagan appearing before the House Un-American Activities Committee on October 23rd, 1947.